Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:39 p.m. Eastern Time, January 13th, 2022. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edain, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray. Heather Gray? Does anyone know what's with Heather? Okay, we'll come around again. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James. Wally James? Okay. Try again. Dwayne Lark? I hear nothing. Ali Lexa?
Present.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke?
Also present.
Good. Lydia Ponce?
I'm here.
Good. Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer?
Ralph.
Well.
Hello.
Hi, Ralph. You there?
How you doing?
Okay. I will mark you as present. Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Sente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner, does anyone know her situation right now?
I haven't heard from her.
Okay. Beth von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Let's go back to Heather Gray. Is Heather here? I hear nothing. Wally James. I hear nothing. Dwayne Lark. I hear nothing.
Dwayne's going to be a few minutes late, Madam Secretary.
Okay, good. We'll just mark him that way. We don't know about Andrea. Okay, Lydia Brazon. Lydia? Okay. And is Anita on this call?
She is not feeling well, so I just talked to her and told her that I would fill in for her.
Hi, James. I'm getting on.
Okay. Heather, I take it you are there. I had not heard from you. Okay, Polina Vasiliev.
I'm here.
Yes. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Good. And I am here, so unaccounted for are Andrea, Wally James, and we understand Dwayne will be late. I believe we have a quorum.
Marion, this is Heather. I'm on as well.
Yes, I noted that and marked you in as present.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. The next item are excused absences. Did anybody request an excused absence?
Chair, this is Chris. May I be recognized?
Sure.
Andrea is apparently still in the hospital. I don't know whether you can call that a request for an excused absence, but I certainly think that she should be granted one.
Yeah, I agree. So that's a motion. We got somebody want to second that?
Second, Lawrence.
I'll second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Is there anybody else who might be a candidate for an excuse absence? Okay. Then we move on. Andrew.
Chair, I have a request for information. Are we on the same?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Okay. Timekeepers. Who would like to be timekeeper for people?
This is Heather. I'll do it.
Terrific. Thank you, Heather. Who would like to be timekeeper for topics?
I can do it, Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you both. Okay. We have some announcements, some reports out. Okay. The first is a report out from the executive session of December 16th, 2021. It reads as follows. The PNB met in closed session to approve a procedure for the hiring of a new executive director. The next report out is from an executive session on December 22nd, 2021. The PNB met in closed session to interview candidates for the position of executive director. The next report out is from January 3rd, 2022. The PNB met in closed session to discuss financial matters of a proprietary nature related to the sale of the KPFT property. The next item is agenda approval. This is a 5-minute item, and let me read the agenda items in the draft agenda. Item number 3, approve minutes of open session for 12/16/2021. Item number 4, teller's report on affiliate director's election. That should have been included, by the way, in the appendix. Paulina, if you have that handy, could you just email it to the PNB?
I'll look for it right now.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Item number 5, challenge to affiliate director's election, see appendix. That's a 5-minute item. Item number 6 is the report from our CFO, a 10-minute item. Item number, well, what do we have? We went from 6 to 5. Okay, I guess that's an error in the numbering, but okay. Then we go to committee reports, and there's a bunch of committee reports. Do we have a total time for the committee reports?
Sorry, I didn't make that calculation.
It looks like it's, well, let me make it quick here.
20, 30, looks like 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute. Make that 46 minutes.
46 minutes. Okay. Well, that's a lot of committee reports. All right. Then we have an unfinished business, 10 minutes, new business, 10 minutes, and we have a time certain of adjourning to closed session at 10:30, and that really cannot, we can't let that time slip very much because we have some very important business in closed session tonight, and we don't want to go till 1 in the morning. So, can I get a motion to approve the draft agenda?
A move, Lawrence.
Thank you. A second.
Okay, and we have a second. Are there any amendments somebody wants to offer to the draft agenda?
Chair, I have a question. My motion in regards to the affiliate director, Teller's report, that's on the agenda, is that correct?
I just read that, yeah. It's on the agenda, yeah. Okay. Are there anybody else? Okay.
Alex, this is Paulina. Before I forget, I actually wasn't copied on the teller's report. I can't find it.
Oh, you really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how. I'm looking at the secretary account, but I'm going to look at my personal one as well. But
I could be. I could forward it. It's two reports. Teller report number 1 and teller report number 2. I'll forward it to Paulina. If that's okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. I don't remember that there were two reports, but okay. Well, there was he did do an alternative, vote count, if that's what you're talking about, I guess.
Yes, Chair, that includes the one in question.
That includes okay, fine. All right. Are there any objections to the draft agenda then? Okay, the agenda is approved. Okay, so we have minutes from the open session of December 16th.
Yes, they were distributed last week.
Okay, anybody have any corrections to make to those minutes? Okay, hearing none, then the December 16th minutes are approved. Teller's report. Now, I need a copy of it so I can read it to the board. Do we have some? Did somebody send a copy yet?
It's on this way, Chair. I'll send it to you and to Paulina as well, and to the BNB.
Right. Okay.
May I have it for the minutes, please?
Sure.
No, Mary, and of course, you may.
Well, could you post it to me, please?
I'll probably find it in my emails. Let me see.
I think.
Okay, I found it.
To the alternative report, Chair?
Whatever we got from. Well, I don't. It's actually a lot of stuff. I don't know if I can read the whole thing, but I'll try to at least sum it up. Okay, this is the teller's report from the affiliate director's election. Everybody who voted got the, oh, okay, I see what happened. He only sent a teller's report to those people who voted. So the, Heather, for instance, didn't get a copy because she could not vote.
Right. Makes sense now. Okay.
Okay. But anyway, let me read the report. So summary, Heather Gray, 5, I guess that's first place votes, elected first round. Burton Cohen, 4.6667, elected second round. Efiat Nwangaza was a write-in vote, excluded. He says, introduction, Pacifica bylaws, Article 5, Section 1B, as amended, specifies that at a meeting in December of each year, the PNB will establish a protocol for balloting in the election of affiliate directors on December 12, 2021. Pacifica's current governing body approved such a motion and specified that the election would be by email with a deadline of January 7, 2022. Voters, current affiliate directors are recused from this election per bylaws. The following 20 persons were sent ballots. I don't think I have to read the names of all 20 directors that got the ballots. Okay. 14 ballots were received by the close of polls. A 15th ballot was received late. Election controversies, and then he has a section called election controversies and alternate tallies. 5 directors expressed a preference for candidate Efiat Nwangaza, who was disqualified because the nomination station WMXP failed to return a signed affiliate agreement in 2020. If these directors had boycotted the election, quorum would not have been met. Although the bylaws are clear that an affiliate station must have a written agreement, Article 5, Section 4A, there is no requirement that a nominee be associated with a current affiliate. Nominee Burton Cohen is a programmer heard on several affiliate stations, but his home station is not currently an affiliate. Candidates Cohen and Gray were nominated by an affiliate station association. Although the foundation's parliamentary authority allows write-ins in most elections and does not normally require nominations for elections, Article 5, Section 4B supersedes the parliamentary authority in this case, since it specifies that each affiliate director is to be elected from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations and or affiliate station associations. At the December 12th PNB meeting, the chair ruled that the Nwangaza nomination was not valid since it was not received from an affiliate station with a current written agreement, nor was it received from an affiliate station association. Since motions have been proposed seeking to overcome the candidate disqualification, an alternate tally was conducted, Tally 2, in which write-in votes were allowed. In that alternate tally, Heather Gray and Efiat Nwangaza were elected. An additional controversy potentially exists concerning the late ballot, although the ballot instructions specified the close of polls as midnight Eastern time. This rule was imposed by the chair of tellers, not by the PNB. The authorized PNB resolution only specified a deadline of January 7th, and the late ballot was received before midnight. on the 7th in the voters' and tellers' time zone. Accordingly, the alternate tally was conducted, tally 3, which both included the late ballot and allowed write-in votes for the disqualified candidate. The result of this alternate tally was a three-way tie. He discusses the actual ballots and all that. We don't have to go into that. Anyway, the bottom line is the teller excluded the write-in candidate because she is not eligible as a candidate. And I think all we need is a motion to accept the teller's report and be done with this item. Can we have a motion to accept the teller's
report? I move that we accept the teller's report.
Okay, can we have a
second? Who is that?
Can we have a second?
I'll second. This is Sandra.
Okay. Apparently there's some controversy, so I'll take a stack.
Thank you, Ralph, for the stack, and yeah. I'd like to request a stack as well, Chair.
Ralph here.
Okay. I don't know who was first. I heard Ralph, and I heard Mr. Reyes. Anybody else?
Ralph was first, Chair.
Okay. Ralph, go ahead.
Well, my brothers and sisters, it's my time for the National Board is quickly running out. I'm going to refer to a situation that I don't think many of you were around when this situation happened. It was at the Democratic Nomination Convention when the theme was, how long? How long do we wait? And I'm not going to repeat the speech, but the issue is, how long? Coming up is Martin Luther King's birthday, and I'm not a Martin Luther King person, but it was a recognition of a struggle where law never applied to people of color. And here we are the day at Pacifica talking about a law. No, we're not talking about a law. We're talking about what do they call it? We're talking about a bylaw to deny someone of color. To me, this is most shameful. Do we not respect history? Do we not want to move forward? And again, I ask the question in Pacifica, how long on this situation, minor situation in many respects. The world is not going to turn on this, but Pacifica will turn on this as to whether we're going to go for justice and forget the law that has opposed us and oppressed us for too long. So how long? How long will we continue on the path, not the path of righteousness, the path of exclusion? And so I think this vote will be one of the final for me. How long will we see it? Will I see it before my time with Pacifica is over? And I ask you on the board, how long shall we wait for a voice of justice? Thank you for your time, my brothers and sisters.
Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have submitted a motion to you and the PNB, the secretaries. Can you let me know when it's appropriate? I believe it will stand in the order of a substitute motion to the motion that has been made or recommended by the tellers. I just want to say that this board it's lacking diversity in every sense of the word diversity, which is really bastardized and is utilized and it's monetized in society right now. I associate myself with Mr. Poynton's remarks in regards to Martin Luther King. I could go on And I could mention the murder of Mega Evers. I could mention many, many things. The lockout and the gagging of Fannie Lou Hamer at the Mississippi Democratic Convention. I could go on. And Afia Wanzala, is a person, she is an upstanding person. She is a very well qualified, and for the lack of communication coming from the affiliate's manager, she was not notified in regards to
Mr. Reyes, I want to stop you right there. We are not here to denigrate Pacifica employees.
Yeah, Chair, I take exception to that remark. I did not mention any names.
To any remark that you don't like, but I'm sorry. We're not here to denigrate.
And likewise, and you're cutting into my time, and I know you have the bully pulpit, and I understand that, but you are cutting into my time. I would definitely try my best not to interrupt you, Chair. We have a disagreement on this issue.
You cannot, as a director, denigrate Pacifica staff.
Sir, I am not denigrating anybody.
Just
ignore him and continue to speak.
That's an accusation of the one of the many you have made against people of color. And I just want to be able to put you on notice of that. It seems like that seems to happen on a regular basis. our colleagues, I highly recommend that you vote to accept County 2, because even as a riding candidate, even after the many parliamentary maneuvers and even after everything that was done to block the qualification of Afia Wanzala, she was still written in, and she prevailed in County 2 and even tied in County 3. So I am recommending that you consider that you seriously consider and you give it serious thought and due diligence, that you accept Afia Wanzala and that you support my motion to rescind the decision of the chair and some in the majority to disqualify her as an affiliate and disqualify her station, which is a very, grassroots, community radio station in South Carolina. So again, I'd like to know, Chair, when it's appropriate for me to read the substitute motion. Thank you.
Okay. Are there anybody else want to be on this?
Thomas can start.
Okay. We're at time on this item.
Okay, then we have to go to a vote.
Motion to extend.
Second.
You haven't been recognized.
Well, that's the Gestapo way of doing things, but you allow extensions on anything you want to be discussed. And you need to stop this type of behavior.
How much do you want to
you'll even ask for an extension.
Let him talk.
Point of order.
You have to be recognized.
How much time
do you want for the extension?
Well, I'd like to know how many other people want to speak. 10 minutes.
I second, Chair Barnes.
Okay, are there any objections to extending this item for another 10 minutes? Okay.
O'Rourke
to the stat.
Okay, Dwayne, O'Rourke, who else?
Lyndon,
okay. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Lark.
It's very difficult to make statements and to describe situations and then not be accused of disparaging people or calling folk out. But for the sake of the facts are, this board has continued to show an attitude and continue to show behavior that is inconsistent with liberalism, progressivism, and anything other than conservatism and republicanism. Just looking at the fact I pointed out earlier, an all-Anglo, non-color leadership, two individuals elected to this position we're talking about tonight, and there was a third option of a person of color. But this majority board seems to consistently find a way to exclude people of color in significant positions of influence on this board. And to call that out and be accused of disparaging people is, it's just wrong, outright wrong. So the fact of the matter is that the station that AFIA is part of didn't receive a waiver as alleged. Really, there's no need to receive a waiver. The fact of the matter is that if this board lives up to its credence, lives up to what it stands for, which is to have diversity in our ranks, we've already failed that miserably this year. And to not accept, in fact, I recall, Chair, you making a disparaging remark regarding a fierce prior service, but yet you would call Lawrence out for saying something about a so-called employee. I just find the hypocrisy has just been too blatant in this last couple of years. And I ask those who don't want to be a part of the hypocrisy to reverse this trend. One of the last acts that we can do as a board for diversity is to reverse this trend and to colorize the representatives from the affiliates. Because as I recall, Pacifica is supposed to be about inclusion. Pacifica is supposed to be about pushing the envelope. Pacifica is not supposed to do Republican and Trump techniques to exclude people of color in leadership and in other spaces. And whether it's my own KPFT that doesn't, have not sent a person of color from the Crozier faction in at least 10, 15 years. And they're probably going to do it again this round based on what I'm seeing. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let's do something different. Let's be Pacifica and let's undo this discrimination against AFIA and vote to seat a person of color in that position. Thank you.
Mr. O'Rourke, you're next.
Yeah. Well, I'm torn. I was, read Julie's, attempt to offer a compromise and, supported that, and was sorry that, this woman was disqualified. I do not know her, and I'm sure she's very capable. The facts that I can attest to, are not this, you know, what everyone else has said prior to me, which is, the facts I can attest to is that the affiliate, committee hasn't met in several years. I don't know if the affiliates, how they've been functioning. We were led to believe this woman and her station were still on the, list as affiliates. We gathered the facts that she was still carrying Pacifica, her station was carrying Pacifica programming. If the paperwork, was not kept up with, and I'm not talking about, the fee situation, but if she couldn't pay the fees, apparently the stipulation was you still had to fill out, an annual report or something, but I might note that the affiliate committee, since they haven't met in several years, is hardly in a position to be making judgments, I guess. I mean, unless you say that the chairman of the affiliates or whatever that person is, she has not been, they've not been having meetings. So there's been no impetus to, reaffirm affiliation of the people of the groups that are on the list. And I suggest that, in the sake of a spirit of compromise, that she'd be allowed to, that her station be considered still, still a member if, with a modicum of danger that, their paperwork would be expected to be turned in. And as simple as that. And it's simply pointed out as a bureaucratic, error and misunderstanding. And I thought that would be, reasonable. And that's what I thought Julie, was offering, but it was, ruled out of order. Sorry to go over. Thank you.
Chair, I have my hand up.
Lyndon is on the stack.
Okay. Please put me on the stack too, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
You've already been on the stack, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah. I just want to
this is a new stack, Chair. Please.
Lyndon, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say that I thought the research that Ms. Rutenberg, Ursula Rutenberg did, and Alex sent to us was pretty definitive as to why this is not a eligible candidate, because it was all laid out, the, you know, the email back and forth. And I think that's pretty definitive. I can't believe here at the end of my 2 years on the national board, you know, Pacifica is being compared to delegations from Mississippi and Alabama in the 1960s. I just think this is crazy. Way over the top. Thank you.
Okay, let me, now I'd like to say a few things. This is a very simple matter. Don't get caught up in the rhetoric of Mississippi and Alabama in the 1960s. That is, of course, crazy. Ms. Mwangaza simply failed to sign up her station as an affiliate station. She's not ignorant about the process. She's been on the board before. She's a lawyer. She knows about forms and filling them out. Hold on. She knows the process. She didn't sign up because she didn't want to sign up. No one is preventing her from signing up today. She could sign up today and become a registered affiliate station, and then she'd be eligible to run as an affiliate director next year. So this is completely absurd. So, you know, the first allegation was, first of all, there was an allegation that the Association of Affiliates, which nominated both Heather and Burton, there was something wrong with the Association of Affiliates. That was completely groundless. I had to do a lot of, get together a lot of paperwork to show that. I did that. Then there was an allegation that, Ms. Mwangaza, she was never communicated to by the affiliate program. And by the way, let me correct something Thomas said. The affiliate committee has absolutely nothing to do with this. This is the affiliate program. We have a manager of the affiliate program, Ursula Rutenberg, and there's a couple of people she has working on. And they take care of all the forms that are required to sign up the affiliates. And we showed in the documentation that Ms. Mwangaza was communicated with on several times. She was not, her station was not registered with the affiliate program in 2021. It was not registered in 2020 either. And it was probably not registered in 2019 as well. So there is no grounds for any of this. This is just, poking on your emotional heartstrings in order to essentially ask the board to completely ignore its bylaws and put somebody on the board who's simply not eligible. Not to say that she couldn't make a good board member, but she simply isn't eligible under the rules of our bylaws. It's as simple as that. There's nothing mysterious here.
Chair, this is Don, so I'd like to be recognized. I have my hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So I stand with the documentation that I submitted in regards to the AOA. WNXP takes content from audio port. That in itself establishes an affiliate relationship waiver or no waiver. So that's another fact. I've been told that I'm a bleeding heart liberal, which I'm not. I'm a former young lawyer, and I'm very proud to say that, and I am no bleeding heart liberal. But a lot of people on the right accuse people of being bleeding heart liberals, and I can't believe that somebody on the Pacifica National Board would even make that implication that somebody is trying to play on somebody's heart. You know what? If we are Pacificans. If we don't have a heart, we got a problem, right? And if we don't appeal not only to the mind that is a Eurocentric mindset, but if we don't also appeal to the mind of the heart, then that's another problem. So I believe that my colleagues, both Ralph Pointer, Dwayne Lard, and others that are considering this motion is my challenge. My challenge I believe, has to be heard before we go to a vote. So I'm hoping that that happens, Chair, and you have Dwayne Lard on the stack, too. Thank you.
Now, let's go to a vote.
Well, how much time do we have remaining is the question.
Sorry, Chair. The 10-minute extension just ended.
Okay. Well, let's go to a vote.
Are we going to hit my challenge?
You can make a challenge after we vote to accept or not accept the teller's report.
I think my challenge would inform board members to an alternative. So I'd like my challenge to be heard.
You can make your challenge after we go to a vote on this.
And I do appeal to your heart.
Okay. Marion, could you please call the roll? The question is called on whether to accept or reject the teller's report.
I will do so. I take it that a yes vote accepts the teller's report as presented.
Correct.
Okay. Chris Corey.
And a no vote does not.
Mr. Reyes, please don't speak out of turn.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Passes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
We're all passing. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
I can't vote.
Sorry about that. Julie Hewitt. Julie?
Pass.
Passes. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? Yes. Votes yes. Yes. Is Wally James on the call yet? Okay, I hear nothing. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne votes no.
Dwayne votes no. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
I abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Lydia Ponce.
No.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
Pass.
Did I hear you say you pass?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Passes.
I said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
I don't know if you can hear him. I can. Tom votes yes. Okay, let us go back to those who passed. Chris Corey.
I'll abstain.
Abstains. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, let's see. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay, we have...
Secretary?
We have...
This is Chris Corey.
Yeah.
I'll change my vote to yes.
Okay, you were abstaining. You are now a yes vote. Got it. Ron Pinchback.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 no. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
You vote yes?
Yep.
Okay. 10 yes and 4 no. The motion to accept the teller's report passes.
Okay.
Now let me make sure who actually made the motion, and let me see, all the way up to Yeah, I'm not seeing who actually made the motion. Ah, wait a minute. Lyndon moved to accept the teller's report. I've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, we move on.
My challenge, Chair?
You can read your challenge, and then I will say something. Go ahead.
Of course. That's your prerogative. I move to rescind the Afia Wanzala disqualification and then accept and ratify Tally 2. So whereas the Pacifica Affiliates Network website steadily showed WMXP listed as an affiliate, and whereas in good faith WXMP believed that based on ability to pay criteria, it had an agreement with the network and continue its affiliation without making any payments. Resolve that WMXP be recognized as an affiliate in good standing of the Pacifica Network, and that the nomination of the Fina Gonzala for PNB affiliate member be considered and a valid nomination for the position. So I have a parliamentary inquiry to Mr. Tatum, through the chair.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to rule this motion out of order.
Can you wait for my parliamentary inquiry, Chair? Can you hear that out? In the sense of fairness? I mean, can I appeal to that?
You can. Okay. You have a question to ask of Mr. Tatum? What is it?
Yeah, Mr. Tatum, in this motion that apparently I anticipated it being ruled out of order, this motion to rescind the disqualification, does that also rescind the motion to accept Tally 2, or do I have to provide notice to rescind? That's through the chair.
Okay, Chair, you want to take a stab first before I come in?
Okay, I'm ruling the motion out of order because essentially you're asking us to violate our bylaws. This is in contradiction to something from Robert's Rules. Let me read the citation from Robert's Rules. No main motion is an order that conflicts with the corporate charter, constitution, or bylaws, although a main motion to amend may be in order. And to the extent that procedural rules applicable to the organization or assembly are prescribed by federal, state, or local law, no main motion is an order that conflicts with such rules. The motion you're making is basically asking us to violate our bylaws as to the definition of who is eligible to be an affiliate director. So for that reason, I'm ruling it out of order.
Doing what you expect.
Okay.
Chair, can I also hear from the parliamentarian? Thank you, Chair.
Oh, yeah, sure. I was just going to say that citation from Robert's Rules is valid. In other words, you cannot violate your bylaws on purpose if you violate them by accident, then you have to correct them immediately. So with my first statement, you cannot deliberately violate your bylaws. Now, to your second question about the rescission, you can make a motion to rescind the teller's report. Now, when you give notice, and you mentioned the word notice, Mr. Reyes, when you give notice ahead of time, then it only requires a majority vote. But when you don't give notice ahead of time, then it will take a two-thirds vote. And that's the motion to rescind.
Thank you, Chair. So I submit my motion to the Chair and to the Secretary, my motion with notice to rescind the teller's report.
We're still ruling it out of order.
Mr. Tatum, am I in order? I mean, does it requires a majority vote. You said it. Thank you.
Okay, so then at this point, you all know how to do the challenge of the chair's ruling. We've been through that many times. So if the chair has ruled the rescission out of order, your motion out of order. I think the board is very well aware of that procedure, but I'll just repeat it just quickly. The chair debates twice, first and last, and any other interested party can have one debate in the middle of the appeal.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, so let me explain my ruling one more time. You cannot make a motion that undoes an election. You cannot, that if the election was conducted in accordance with the bylaws. You cannot make a motion that asks us to consider a candidate qualified who is not qualified according to our bylaws. It's really not complicated. And if we don't pay attention, if we are ready to just throw out our bylaws, over something like this, then, where in the world do any of us come off saying that we want to defend our democratic, governance structure? Our bylaws mean nothing if they can just be thrown aside, at a moment's notice because, it bothers us that somebody we prefer was not eligible to run for a certain position. So that's my ruling. It has nothing to do with the character of the people involved. It's simply on the question of the eligibility on the bylaws, and you cannot make a motion that violates the bylaws. It's as simple as that.
Do I speak now since I'll challenge you, Mr. Chair?
You can speak, and then I'll speak again, and then we'll go to a vote.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, so, others can debate in between as well.
Thomas, to the stage.
How much time do we have for this item?
Well, we have a challenge, so I don't know if we put the time on it.
Julie, is there a time on this item? I don't remember.
The time for debate is the same.
Okay. So let's go. Mr. Reyes, you wanted to say something?
Yes, Chair. There seems to be an unbalanced relationship in interpreting the bylaws and Robert's Rules of Order. I believe that what should have been in order, Chair, was to hear the challenge first. This way the board could have the benefit of both perspectives. And I believe that in itself is out of order. The fact that you did not listen to the challenge, the fact that you immediately suggested a vote, even before time had expired. So I don't know what your motives are, Chair, and I'm not going to question them. But there is a history, and I would even go as far as suggesting that you recuse yourself due to that history and even voting. And the way you ruled, to go to a vote even before hearing the challenge, the alternative challenge, to the Tillis report. You heard it afterwards and you rooted that up anyway. You could have done that, at the same time that you were accepting the Tillis report, according to Mr. Foley's motion to accept the Tillis report. So I'm having difficulty reconciling that kind of unbalanced kind of approach and the lack of fairness when it comes to being able to rule and to provide candid perspectives on each side. So I provided my perspective on my side. I believe, Chair, I'd like to ask you to recuse yourself on this vote because of your history, that's well documented. And, in regards to Ms. Gonzalez, and, I ask the board to, please, support the motion, to rescind. Thank you.
Doing large is that.
Does somebody mute themselves? There's some background noise here. I heard Mr. Lark. Anybody else?
And Ralph asked for this back too, Chair.
Ralph? Okay. I don't know who was first, but okay. Mr. Lark, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I've heard the term violation of the bylaws. Now, just last week, it was brought to the attention of this majority that you would be violating the bylaws if you allow Chris to serve two specific positions, which is explicit in the bylaws. You cannot hold two positions at the same time. So I don't think we are averse to violating bylaws outright, in the face of the public, for that matter, or among ourselves. So I don't think this is an issue of violating the bylaws. I think what this is an issue is violating this basic decorum and fairness. And those who will continue to vote in such a manner, and when it's appealed to the fact that there is no outright requirement for Afia to have filed some papers, it just in goodwill, if you know she's working at a station that is associated and take content and share content with this organization, I think we're playing games with the truth. And the truth, let it prevail. This is an opportunity for each of us to show that we are for diversity, that we're not about lip service. And those who take a issue with being described as the very people that we don't want to be attributed to or be associated with, or the techniques that they use on the other side of the ideological spectrum, I see it being used consistently among members of this board. So if this is one of the last things we do, if this is one of the last actions we take,
your time is up.
Vote for diversity and not handpick people to be on the board in the future to do the will of certain people.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Mr. Chair. Yes, O'Rourke.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to say earlier, I'll say now. I'm sort of uncomfortable with my colleague's depiction of opposition to their ideas as ipso facto racism. I really don't agree with it. I'm interested in diversity, and this woman seemed to be a good candidate. But I might note that we haven't heard, at least I haven't heard, word one from this person. If she's even interested in the position, she hasn't expressed to the board in a letter, let alone taken any steps. And we seem to have, you know, and all respect to Lawrence and Dwayne and Ralph and Lydia. If she hasn't expressed, if she has expressed it, why haven't we heard from her? Or, you know, if nothing else through someone who has contacted her. You know, and I understand all the problems with, compliance, but ultimately we do have to enforce our own bylaws. And I side with the side of logic that this is, especially given the fact that this person hasn't even been heard from. We're taking a long time to try to place her on the board. Over and above two people we did hear from. And, I'm sorry, I'm gonna,
well, she was disqualified via her nomination packet.
She wasn't allowed to speak.
Now cross-talking, please.
Well, she wasn't allowed to speak.
Well, I don't know. She didn't write to us.
Isn't it interesting? It is people of color that's making this argument. Isn't that interesting?
She submitted a nomination packet.
Mr. Reyes, please stop. You have not been recognized. This is not a conversation. This is a board meeting. Does anybody else want to be on the stack?
Ron to the stack.
I called on early on. And,
okay. Ralph. Yeah, Ralph did want to be on the stack. So Ralph and Ron, you'll be after Ralph, okay? Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes, I think we're beating a dead horse here. The issue is not whether she wants to speak. It is obvious that she would want to be a part of this organization. And I hate to put myself in the middle of it, but if I were applying to be a part of an organization and they use things such as flimsy, as has been used this evening, to keep me from being a part of that organization, I think that I would say I do not want to be a part of that organization, but it's not my position to state that. But I am saddened, truly saddened, as a person who has shown honesty in forwarding the agenda of Pacifica on all sides. And I dare say that there's anyone in this organization that said or could say or would dare say Ralph has picked a side that's other than the side of Pacifica. And tonight I'm saying I do not want to be saddened by the realization that it has been in vain. Doesn't mean I'll change my attitude towards justice. Please do justice this evening. Thank you.
Okay, Ron?
Yeah. You know, I originally supported the candidate, and with the hope that that we would hear, you know, something defensive, you know, from that candidate. And, you know, one of our board members reached out to that candidate to get to try to get a sense as to, you know, where she was, you know, in this process, you know, and what her intentions were. And that person, that candidate failed to communicate for whatever reason. So, you know, I mean, that's the issue for me. The opportunity was presented for the candidate to get those things in order, and the candidate chose not to do so for whatever reason. Maybe it's because, as Ralph said, maybe because they don't want to be a part of this, you know, but we don't know that. So, and we can't assume one way or the other. What we do know is that because this has been going on now for 2 weeks or more, and to not hear something from that candidate to those who've been reaching out to her is troubling. So, and then you bring up the other issue about, well, you're going to disenfranchise the two people that were selected, or one of those persons that were selected, because, you know, we didn't like the turnout, the way it turned out. So those are my concerns and my observations. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna go to a vote now. I'm supposed to end by saying something. I don't really have anything more to add to what I've already said. I'm ruling the motion out of order because I think it is out of order. And let's move on with the business of Pacifica. So
this is Lydia. I'm on the call.
Oh, good evening, Lydia. Glad to hear you're on the call. Marion, could you please take the roll?
Okay, and the question now is the ruling out of order.
Shall the board uphold the ruling of the chair that the motion Mr. Reyes presented is out of order? Yes, if you support the ruling of the chair. No, if you oppose it.
Gotcha. Okay, it's just good to know what we're voting on. Chris Corey.
Yes.
The vote's yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
I can't vote, sorry.
I'm sorry. Doing that. Julie Hewitt.
Passes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes, to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes. Okay. I take it Wally is still not on the call. Dwayne Lark.
No.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
Abstain.
Abstains. Lydia Ponce.
Nope.
Votes no. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
I vote yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. We have Oh, we have one pass. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. Alex, how do you choose to vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes. So we have 12 yes and 4 no. The ruling of the chair is upheld.